Once there was a dude who needed a newer ride. That dude right there.
Yeah, I'm long overdue on doing some trading.
Man, you need to get to RB Car Company for sizzling summer savings.
They got big trucks.
And little cars, too. Know what the hardest part is?
No.
Having to choose.
I can dig it.
Okay, now get online and get yourself pre-approved.
RBCarCompany.com.
At RB Car Company, the prices are so cool.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, make a puppet drool. Shop now at RBCarCompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. How are you? I don't know about you, but I still haven't gotten over that football game last night. That was about the craziest thing I have ever seen. But it goes in the left-hand column, and that's all we care about. Tigers were winners last night, 8-6 at Chesterton, and they are 2-0 on the season. Other scores, Tippecanoe Valley beat Rochester for the bell, 39-8. Northridge rallied to beat Elkhart, 35-29. New Prairie beat Goshen, 29-10. Concord beat Jimtown, 27-10. It was Penover Mishawaka in the backyard brawl, 28-7. Northwood beat Portage, 49-7. It was Columbia City over Plymouth, 42-14, and West Noble beat Wawasee, 20-12. So it was a very good non-conference schedule for the Northern Lakes Conference. A few other scores. It was Bluffton over Manchester, 56-14. It was Peru over Whitco, 42-6. Lavelle held off Triton, 22-17. It was Bremen over South Bend, Washington, 42-7. Southside beat St. Joe, 41-3. Again, the Tigers last night, winners at Chesterton, 8-6. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and a couple of the guys about that when we come back here on Tiger Talk. It is driven by R&B Car Company, and it's on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Community involvement has always been important to Crossroads Bank, and one way they show that is by supporting the local schools. Whether it's cheering them on in the stands or taking part in community programs, you'll find Crossroads Bank rooting for the home team. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
For the lead. Snap, spot, kick is up, and it's good! It's good! Mason Smythe knocks it right down the middle of Main Street. And the Tigers have taken the lead 8-6 with 25 seconds to go. Holy cow! Boswell from the middle of the field takes the snap. Drops to throw, steps up, waiting, being chased out of the pocket. Now he'll fire it as far down the field as he can, and it is tipped away! It's tipped away! It's tipped away! We're looking around to see, is there any time left in the game? I don't think so. The Warsaw fans are celebrating.
The Trojan offense is still on the field. It's over! It's over! The Tigers have won the game! The Tigers win!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roger. You made me relive that, and my heart started palpitating again, and my blood pressure rose. That was cruel and unusual, playing that from the jump here. I was kind of calming myself down, and I'm reliving that in my head and what led up to that. So, I'm going to have to go home and take some extra blood pressure medicine and whatnot.
You've coached in a lot of football games. Have you coached in any as crazy as that one?
I've been in some crazy ones. I talked about one this morning from 1992, my second year as a head coach, but I'm not going to go into that. We ended up winning that one as well. 8-6 in extra innings. Okay. What if we did? I really thought the game was going to end 2-0, which would have been so. Everybody around the state would have said forfeit.
Yeah.
Chesterton must have forfeited. No, Warsaw forfeited the football. Okay. We're going to obviously be happy that it's in the left column and not the right column. Listening to you recall those last two plays. Not knowing how much time was left up in the press box, I heard there was also some confusion about that timeout that we were able to get back.
Yes,
which
there
we
was.
Needed. Great job by the officials on that.
Yes.
Helmet got ripped off. We made a substitution, and they went ahead and started the play clock. Okay? So I'm out on the field because I think our kids hurt. And then I happened to look and see that the play clock was running, and I said, hey, this is not right, but if it continues to go, he never reset it, we need a timeout at once. So it was like a 3-minute stoppage.
It was.
I give the officiating crew full credit for getting that call right. It took a little time, but they did give us back our timeout, although it didn't get communicated to the guy operating the scoreboard.
Right.
So we knew we had one in our pocket.
Good.
So we were able to burn two when they had the ball late, save one for the game-winning field goal. So, to answer your question, I don't think I've ever been in anything quite like that where, the lights go out. And I'm not a handy guy in the least bit. I know little to nothing about electricity other than to stay away from it.
And call a professional.
I don't know why some things continued to work and some things didn't, but apparently the whole town of Chesterton was out of power.
No kidding.
Yeah. Somebody hit something.
Oh,
I don't know what that means. That's just what the AD at Chesterton, Jeff Hamster, was telling me after the game that somebody hit something, which sent a power outage, but obviously there were still some things working and other things not. Before we get going too much further, what a great turnout by the Warsaw community contingency.
Huge.
Okay, that's a long trip, particularly long in a bus. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, kudos to Mark Fick, our transportation director. He knew it was going to be extremely hot. He got us smaller buses that were air conditioned for the trip up there, which was really, really nice. But what a great fan base and travel base. We had fans there that don't have a kid in the program that just love Tiger football. We had a great turnout by our student body. Obviously we had parents and community members. So, it's nice to go to a contest 90 minutes away by bus and have that type of backing. So it was really kind of a cool atmosphere. And Chesterton obviously had their neon night or whatever it was going on. And they had a nice crowd as well. So neat that our kids got to experience that type of atmosphere with that type of support from our community.
for a scoreless half. That was one of the most exciting scoreless halves you could ever imagine because there was all kinds of things going on there and lots for us to talk about.
Oh, yeah, there was lots of things going on. Some incredible goal line stands.
Yep.
I guess one in the second half that turned into a safety. One right before half that was, in my opinion, the game changer.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Game changer. Keeping them out of getting to halftime 0-0 after the amount of times that the football was on the ground when we had it. We ran. I don't know how many plays we ran, but it had to be in the 60s or maybe even near 70. But we possessed the football. We got some first downs. And I try to be a glass half full guy. I know people find that hard to believe, okay? My team tells me I'm not a glass half full guy or a glass half empty guy. I'm a glass completely empty guy. In two games, we've had 14 drives.
Yeah.
14 times the ball's inside the 25. Okay, it's like a Christmas stocking. You celebrate Christmas, you got to put the stockings up. Okay, we've had one iPhone, which is the ultimate. You go to your stocking and there's an iPhone in there. That's a touchdown. We've had three candy bars, which are field goals, although the last field goal last night could have been considered an iPhone. And we've had 10 lumps of coals in our stockings.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not the percentage we want. Okay? So 14 times we've had the ball inside the 25. One iPhone, three candy bars, and 10 lumps of coal. We've got to change that.
So how do you go about doing that, right? I mean, everybody who walked out of the field last night, and everybody who's listening on the radio says, they got to fix this thing. But where do you start?
Well, here's where we start, Roger. You open up the phone lines and turn this into a call-in show. Because obviously the head coach is incapable I guaranteed week one we'd fix that to week two. Obviously the head coach is incapable of making that happen. So if you open up the phone lines and turn this into a call-in show, I'm sure there's some great suggestions. And I am open and honest and willing. So the phone lines are open.
No, they're not.
Okay, they're not. Sorry.
Okay, so what's, like, for example, Monday in practice? What's the first thing that you're going to work on?
We will do center quarterback exchanges until our hands have blisters on them. And the ball will be perfect. And I'm being facetious when I say that. But we will. That is the first thing. Getting the ball from the ground to the quarterback's hands without the quarterback splitting their hands. Because I think that's part of it. The human nature is to, as I'm saying the snap count, we're dropping our bottom hand, I believe, instead of pressuring up to accept the ball. So I think the ball comes in there. Then after that, I think that Monday we need to spend a great deal of time on the first read in B-gap. Because I believe what's happening, and I know what's happening, is we've got two people trying to make the read. Okay, the fullback and the quarterback when it's the quarterback's job. Okay, so I think that's important. I think that... I noticed a couple times that even when the ball didn't come loose, there were some times it was almost coming loose because of where our hands are being placed on the ball, and there's a little flippage of that ball. So that needs to be corrected. So I don't know if that helps answer your question or not.
A lot.
Like because, I said, I'm not going to give my cell phone number out on the air, but I should.
No, please
don't.
So
I can, if people have suggestions and whatnot.
Because what you get from them is Velcro,
super glue,
right? Things like that.
And there were a couple other times where we turned it over in a 4th-and-2 situation where we didn't get it quite in the end zone, but it led to a 2-point safety. And then another time where we ran a triple out of unbalanced. And they walked a linebacker up who now becomes number one, and the original number one now becomes number two. And if we pull pitch, I think we not only get the first down, but walk in. And those are things I need to do a better job of in training, particularly a young quarterback, because he made the right read based on what number one did. Number one came up the field, the initial number one. But the stack backer who now jumped into B gap, who became number one, got blocked. Okay. And that's a whole nother story. But that's I take responsibility for that.
But the two big stories last night, Coach, once again, your defense was
incredible.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Given bad field position and quick turnarounds, and they answer the bell almost every
time. Absolutely. And it was fun to watch. The stop right before the goal, right before the halftime, was huge. And then after we didn't get the ball in the end zone and we were half yard short, the push we got and the safety, you know, turned it into a 2-0 game, which was really huge. And I think that 2-0 stood for some time.
It did.
Because that was our first drive of the second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was just past the 6-minute mark of the third quarter.
So we had a 6-minute drive that got stopped at the half yard line, and then boom, turned to safety. And then if we can come back and score right after that, which I think we did drive the ball again
down to the 18.
Yeah, and So coulda, shoulda, woulda, mighta, didn't. The bottom line is didn't. You know, we could have done this, we should have done this, we would have done this, but we didn't. And the bottom line is you got to get the ball in the end zone.
Absolutely.
I don't want to cross the 25 or the 20 and then call timeout and kick field goal on first down. But if that's the alternative versus turning the ball over, I'll take three, okay, over seven. But I jest a little bit there, but – proud of our defense. Kids played with a passion. Now, okay, last year, okay, you know, we were kind of hailed as the 85 Bears after, I think, our fourth game. We'd given up, our varsity defense had given up 7 points. And in a 2-week span, we went from the 85 Bears to the Bad News Bears.
Yes.
Okay, 84 points later, with Northwood and Mishawaka, we're scratching our heads saying, where'd Richard Dent go? Gary Fensick, all those guys, you know? So we want to celebrate and be excited about how we're playing. We also defensively want to make sure that we continue to grow and work hard in practice and make sure that we don't get too excited about ourselves.
Special teams, your guys won special teams, blocked an extra point.
It was Mason Gaberich, too, that blocked. I think so, but blocked the extra point, which was huge.
And your blocking on field goals and extra points has really improved.
That improved.
Right, from last week to this.
I believe so.
There were no gaps. Your guys blocked 3 kicks beautifully.
We did.
And it was special to watch.
And our kick return looked pretty good, too. How about, I thought Tristan Wilson was going to take that last one to the house. And that's what I really like is catching the ball, and instead of running wide or running the sideline, trust your wedge and just run as fast as you can at the wedge and make one cut.
Yeah. And you got two guys back there, and Isbell and Wilson that can make a play like that.
And I thought that last one, Tristan almost took to the house. And you got us good field position.
And obviously, your kicking game, I was worried before last week's game, I was worried about long snapping, but your snapping has been very good in the games. You've got an experienced holder, and your kicker's used to making big kicks, and he made a couple more last night.
Jaden Habiger did a great job with his timing and his accuracy on our snaps. Daylor Villema does a great job of catching the snap and putting it down. And, you know, it was just another day at the office for Mason. I mean, he's been around at the camps. He's been in pressure situations. Sometimes it's very good to have a kicker that is not a serious person. And I mean that in all due loving respect toward our kicker. And when I mean he's not a serious person, he's serious when it matters. But he doesn't let pressure get to him. He enjoys being out there. Excuse me. Enjoys the game of football, but he doesn't get so serious that he's wrapped up in the moment. I mean, I'm talking to him before the first timeout when they burned the timeout. I said, hey, it's a, you know, just a PAT. He goes, yep, same kick, different distance. And sure enough, he drilled it.
Yeah, he did. I think we all understand a little what it's like to have the clock go out in a situation like it did last night. Can you, as a coach, explain what it was like in last night's game to not know exactly how much time there was until the play was over and they relayed it to you?
Yeah, it's not ideal, and it's not a lot of fun. Now, I think they did a really good job of communicating with us. Now, obviously, the back judge has the time on the clock that he kept. I also had our guys do the same thing with a cell phone upstairs, so we were at least in the ballpark, particularly for that last drive. But yeah, it's a little unnerving, but you got to deal with it. It's got to be unnerving for the other side as well. You know, adverse situations create wonderful opportunities, and I thought our kids handled that well. I thought the officials did a pretty admirable job of relaying what they thought the time on the clock would have been. One of the things, you know, when the play clock goes out too, and they're not going to, if one play clock goes out, they're going to shut the other one off, which they did. So now it's up to the back judge to count down the final five, which we never work on and probably need to for a scenario like that. Almost every place has a play clock now. Bill Sharp in 1997 told me as long as he's a football coach and the AD at Jimtown High School, there will never be play clocks. And he was right. He retired in 2007, and then they put play clocks up.
Is that right?
I said, Bill, why? Because those guys don't want to call that. And by having a play clock there, it forces them to do that. Think about that. So those guys are back there counting it down at Jimtown. And last night in the final 4 minutes and 28 seconds. And that's not a call that they want to make. Nobody wants it. Like, if it's snapped right at zero, let the play go. But if you've got play clocks at each end, you are pretty much forced to make that call.
Okay.
And Bill was right, as usual.
Chesterton still has a few seconds. As best we could tell, is 25 seconds.
36.
36
when we kicked the ball.
Good. I'll write that down because we were up there guessing.
Yeah. It was 36 seconds. Okay. I think they ran two or three plays. And
they did, and they got the ball to midfield, and they chucked that ball up in the air. You heard the highlight. I know you're like ducking your head down because when that ball's in the air, so many things can happen.
Many, many things can happen. Fortunately, something good happened for the Tigers where we were able to get hands on and knock it down. In 1992, some of the people listening may not have even been born yet, had a similar scenario that went our advantage against Lewis Cass at a homecoming game where, you know, we had the ball the last play of the game and chucked it as far as we could to the trip side, and some unsuspecting sophomore on the split side is jogging downfield. And the ball goes through a defender's hands. Game should have been over. Hits him in the helmet. Ricochets 30 yards across the field into an unsuspecting sophomore's hands at the one-yard line. He steps across, and we win. I had visions of that, except flip-flop last night.
Wow.
It didn't work out that way, fortunately.
So, Plymouth next week, third of this three-game road trip to start the season at the Rock Pile. It's the start of conference.
And, it is.
And even though it's been pretty easy the last 2 years against them, they're obviously a better than they have been, and your guys are going to have to be ready.
Absolutely, and nothing's easy, and you take nothing for granted, and you practice like it's your last practice, and you play like it's your last play. Because, you know, as we've seen last Friday night, you never know when it is. And you know, we will treat this as a trophy game because it is a trophy game. Every game moving forward now is being played for hardware. So it's imperative we come out today, turn around on Monday, and have a great 1-0 day every day to prepare for Friday.
Who do you have with you today?
I got two very nice young men that have been part of our program. I think third year or fourth year. You put fourth year, third year, only because of the injury, or did you come out your sophomore year? You got injured as a freshman, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I got number 39, Grayson Hall, who is a defensive back / split end / kick game specialist. And number 68, Alex Trusty, who is a D-line / O-line. And two great young men that put an awful lot into this program, show up every day with their lunch buckets and go to work.
Okay, we'll talk to them in just a minute. Donuts provided today by the Warsaw Donut Shop now. It used to be the Wabash Donuts. Now it's Warsaw Donuts on South Buffalo Street at Warsaw. They've got a special for tomorrow, $13 a dozen on Sunday morning. So make sure you stop by there on your way to church. Again, that's the Warsaw Donut Shop, formerly the Wabash Donut Shop on Buffalo Street at Warsaw. Tiger Talk continues with the guys coming up next here on News Now Warsaw.
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder & Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots, Alder & Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Alder & Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at t-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Relax, ma'am. Your husband will walk again soon. We do knee replacements all the time.
I don't know. It seems like I should just replace the whole thing. Aren't you single?
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Grayson, let's talk about football first. Going into the summer, go back, all the way back to like May, what things did you know that you had to work on to get better so that you could get time on Friday night?
Definitely showing up every practice, you know, going full speed, 100% every day, no breaks, you know, stay in practice, just, you know.
Technique-wise, what things did you work on? Footwork-wise, strength-wise?
Really just taking everything serious, taking weight room serious, you know, lifting, staying on it.
Okay.
Technique-wise, like, focusing on what you feel like you need to work on, really. Like, zone coverages, you know, man, where your foot, like, feet should be, what you should do, all stuff like that.
Okay, so you've said the phrase twice, so I'm going to ask you about it, taking it seriously. Did you not take those things seriously before?
Oh, I definitely did. I took those things seriously. I really focused on what I needed to work on, stuff like that.
And so then those things you do during the summer, and then practice starts on July 31st, and how has that, have you seen that help you? Like in practice, how do you know that all those things that you worked on are paying off for you?
Definitely just like, it's the more practice you have at it, the better like it prepares you and stuff like that. I mean, practice makes perfect, doesn't it? So
absolutely.
It's just like the more you do it, you know, the more you're used to it, the more you what to expect, like, you know, it's just prepares you more.
Absolutely. When you think about the ball coming your way, right? Passes in the air. What do you see? What do you hear? What's going through your mind when that happens?
sometimes adrenaline gets to you. You get a little scared. You definitely have to stay like focused. You have to, you know, watch what the split end's doing or whoever's getting the ball. You watch their eyes. If they get big, you know, it's definitely coming your way. You turn around, look for the ball, swipe it out of the air, or go for it and catch it.
One of the things that we have seen the first 2 weeks, and Coach Shepherd has talked about on the broadcasts, is defensive backs and outside linebackers peeking into the backfield and looking at the quarterback and then losing track of the people that they're marking. Can you explain that concept of when you're looking in the backfield at the quarterback and when you're more focused on the guy that you're guarding?
So when you're in man, you have one guy, one responsibility. That guy is your responsibility. You're not looking at the quarterback. That guy is your full-on responsibility. When you're in zone, you get back, stay on top of everything. No passes, like nothing. Like, don't allow that. You're focused on what's going on around you. If you have two wide receivers, number one goes deep and then someone goes in, you call in, communicate. Communication is really, really important too. Very important. So zone is just, it's more open. Like you have more things going on than just man, because man is just one person.
Which are you better at?
I'd say man, because it's more of like, you know, you have one responsibility. It's just like straightforward.
Yeah. Tell us about your parents. What are their names and brothers and sisters and where you live?
My mother is Christina Hall. She works at Gross Nicolai Center. We actually live out in Etna Green, which is pretty sure Tippy District. Is that?
Etna Green is Triton.
Triton. My dad is Kevin Hall. He actually owns his own business, Superior Garage Door Service. He lives out in Leesburg. I have two stepbrothers, two stepsisters, one biological brother. He lives with me. All my stepsiblings are way older than me, above 21, so they're moved out, living by themselves. Yeah.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I'd like to go to trade school for welding. Kentucky Welding Institute, you know. I'm actually in a class right now to get my welding certificate so I can graduate early and then get off into the real world.
We've had three kids on the air up to this point, yes. And two of them are welders.
Two welders. Yeah.
I have a project. I told, who was it last week? Was the welder.
Braxton Daniels.
Yeah, Braxton. Yeah. I've got a project for you and your guys in the welding class. I've got this project. Yeah. Don't leave without me telling you about it today, because I think you guys can help with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Who's been your favorite teacher so far at Warsaw?
I've had a lot of favorite teachers, but I'd probably say the most I've gotten closest to is Mr. Pasika, our welding instructor. You know, it's more of just like a teacher. It's more of like a, you know, you talk to him. It's more than just a teacher and a student. It's like you get to really know them and you get really close to them. It's more than just that, you know.
We don't think of welding as a bonding opportunity, but it certainly has been for you guys, right? Yeah, you guys are a tight-knit bunch. And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I hang out with quite a lot of people. I keep my circle open, but definitely stay away from the stupid things.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Colt Van Houten, one of our – he was good football player. He's actually in a route right now. Like, he's coming back in progress.
A journey for him.
Yeah, a journey. Definitely a journey. Graham McGarvey, he actually used to play football, but he had to not his back issues, something about his disc with his hip. Yeah. Mainly just the boys hang out on the lake a lot.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Getting outside.
Alex, talk about this defensive line group that you're a part of. This is a pretty good group of football players. You guys have dominated the line of scrimmage these first 2 weeks.
It is. I think that we have a really deep D-line group, and the coaches do a really good job during practice to get the drills that we need to prepare for that week. I think we've been really well prepared for these last two games up front.
Can you talk about practice and what that competition at the beginning of the year was like, because there were, you know, spots to be had, and talk about how intense that competition was, because I know it was.
Yeah, it was pretty intense, you know, like, I don't know, six guys fighting, eight guys fighting for three, four spots, maybe a fifth, just depends. It was really intense trying to just stay in practice, you know, stay healthy, fight for a spot on the D-line.
What are you good at as a defensive lineman? What are you good at? What's your best trait?
I think one of my best traits is just using my feet and staying, using hands, trying to get the O-line off of you, get off blocks.
I ask kids who score touchdowns all the time what it's like to score a touchdown. I want to go back to the Wawasee game last year. You had two sacks. Yeah. What's it like to sack the quarterback?
It feels amazing, especially when, you know, they see you coming and they're trying to get rid of the ball or they're trying to run away from you, but in reality they keep running backwards. You get a big loss. It sets them in a really bad position and it puts our defense in a really good one.
One of the things I didn't think of, there was a young man a couple years ago who sat in that chair and I asked him that question and he said, I live to watch the quarterback go, oh crap, in that moment because that's when I know I'm going to get him. Do you have that feeling too?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What are you going to do when you graduate?
I still have my options open. I haven't really decided, but I was thinking either construction or joining the military.
Really?
National Guard.
Well, those are two very different things. What kinds of things will help you make that determination?
Just seeing how the rest of the high school year goes and where sports take me after.
Tell us your mom and dad's names and your brothers and sisters.
My mom's name's Ashley Trusty. She's a stay-at-home mom. She babysits. My dad is Aaron Trusty. He works at Smith Appliance here in Warsaw. I have two other brothers and then one sister. I'm the oldest of all of them. My little brother and sister are still in elementary school. They go to Claypool. My brother is in Edgewood. He plays football. He is the starting quarterback for eighth grade.
Nice. Yeah. And who's been your favorite teacher at Warsaw so far?
I'd say Mr. Kuhn. He teaches marketing at the high school. He just makes being in the classroom enjoyable, fun.
Okay, so what made you take that class? Because I'm thinking, here's a guy who wants to maybe be in construction, might want to go in the military, and he takes a marketing class. Why?
To be honest, this whole pathway thing at the high school, I was like, I don't really know what to take when I was asked, so I just kind of got put in a random pathway, and I've just been in marketing since freshman year.
Totally get it. Thank you guys for coming in today. Keep up the good work. We will see you on Thursday. Coach, I love having kids in here. I learned so much.
My favorite part of the Saturdays is sitting back and listening to these kids and finding out one or two things about them that, and I'm with them every day, that I didn't know. Before we go, I want to give you and Will Shepherd a shout out. Okay. My wife, who has missed five games out of 360 some odd games over the last 33 years, she's missed five, maybe six. Last night was one of them. She got badly what I have that I'm getting over. So she was able to listen to you and Will, and she texted me and said, make sure you tell Roger how great of a job and how easy it is to follow the game with Roger and Coach Shep calling it.
Oh, that's a great compliment. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's why we do it, right? Because
absolutely,
not everybody can go to all the games, and that was a hard game to call just because there were so many things going on. A lot to talk about, but hard to keep track of sometimes. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. It's 2-0, and now we go to Plymouth next Friday.
We do indeed. And like I said, you know, you can't take anything for granted. Having the opportunity to play this game and practice this game can never be taken for granted. We talked to the kids yesterday. We have Friday mornings, we have game day inspiration. You were there.
I was.
And one of the things that I took from that is, you know, do you want to be a blessing or do you want to be blessed? And you know, I think our kids are trying hard to be blessings to others. And, you know, that's one of the things we hope we that these young men get out of the game of football.
Well, that being a blessing part, that's ingrained by them, and you get a lot of credit for that. You and Coach Jensen, over your times here as Tiger football coaches, you have emphasized the community part of being a Tiger football player, and it's been quite stirring to the community. So thank you. You get credit for that.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week at Plymouth. Next week, 7 o'clock kickoff. And remember, it is Blueberry Festival weekend, the last time that we will play Plymouth on Blueberry Festival weekend for a long, long time. And remember that you will have to pay to park to get into the game next week. We suggest carpooling as an option. Again, we thank the guys for being in here today, and we thank the Warsaw Donut Shop, formerly Wabash Donuts on South Buffalo Street, for supplying the donuts and the drinks for the guys today. They got a special tomorrow morning, $13 for a dozen donuts, and that's their Sunday morning special. So get those on your way to church tomorrow. When we come back, we'll run through all the scores and schedules for the other teams. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
When you call Collier's Heating and Air for service on your air conditioning system, you will get a certified technician, not a salesperson disguised as a technician trying to push you into buying something you don't need. Collier's doesn't do business with you that way, like some other guys do. The Collier's family of brands, heating and air conditioning, the fireplace shop, and solar. Call the local hometown folks you've trusted for 36 years. Collier's. TrustCollier's.com.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Yes, we have the largest selections of frames in the region, and we can make glasses the same day with our in-house lab, but we offer way more than that. We diagnose and treat eye problems for all ages, from seeing if your toddler can see properly to checking for age-related eye diseases. From fitting the latest in contact lenses to treating eye infections and injuries, we love to treat your eyes. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls soccer. They got a brand new coach, Clive Scott, in charge of the girls program after John Hoover stepped down after last season. They opened up last Friday against Crown Point in the St. Joe Invitational. They played three matches, one on Friday, two on Saturday. They lost to Crown Point 3-0 on Friday, came back on Saturday, took on the hosts, St. Joe, who's number 7 in the poll last week. Tigers open up the scoring. Lola Pepper found the net to make it 1-0 Lady Tigers. St. Joe scored two goals to take the lead, but freshman Hayden Elliott drives down the left wing, fires one in from just outside the top of the penalty box, a lightning bolt into the back of the net. It was a spectacular goal. That tied the match at 2. It ended 2-2. Then in the afternoon match, they took on perennial powerhouse Hamilton Southeastern, played great, scoreless at halftime. Hamilton Southeastern gets 2 goals late and win 2-0. The girls came back then after playing 3 matches in basically 36 hours, and then started their conference season on Tuesday night. They win at home over Plymouth 9-0. Natalie Brown with 4 goals. Lola Pepper with 2. Hayden Elliott, Abby Kohler, Sarah Kratch scoring as well. Pepper had 3 assists. The JV also won 9-0. Amy Escutia Palacios, I hope I said that right, I've been practicing, a couple goals from Maddie Nolan, and Lila Williamson also scored 2, 1 goal each for Maya Boddicker and Brooklyn Conley to seal the deal, the JV winning 9-0. The boys played their 4th match of the season and got their 3rd shutout in those 4 matches with a 6-0 win over Huntington North on Tuesday. Callan O'Brien scored the first goal, assisted by Julian Saldivar. Then O'Brien again, unassisted, to make it 2-0. Noah Van Pufflin, it's not a Warsaw match unless Noah scores. Noah got a goal, assisted by Matt Marsh. Then Eduardo Escutia scored, assisted by Maiden Berger. That made it 4-0. Camden Lennox scored on a Saldivar assist to make it 5. And then Isaiah Lara on the penalty kick to make it 6-0. And Raul Carbajal and Finley Bailey were basically back there by themselves. They keep a clean sheet. However, there was one moment in the match where Huntington North got a great chance, ended up being a penalty kick, and Bailey stopped it to preserve the shutout. JV also was a winner over Huntington North by a score of 7-0. The girls' golf team last Saturday hosted their invitational at Rosella Ford. The starting group, the black team, finished fourth with a score of 358. Homestead won it with 306. Warsaw also had a second team in there, and they finished with a 437. That was 13th. For the black team, Olivia Robinson-Gay and Abby Peterson each shot 81. They tied for 6th overall. Abigail Davis, 96. Claire Royst, 100. Macy Carlisle, 113. For the orange team, Lucy Ray, 120. Mia Jones, 116. Lily Henderson, 98. Sophie Stewart, 103. And Adela May Huffer, 123. They also had 4 individuals compete as individuals. Mackenzie Campbell, 130. Skylar Campbell, 139. Isabella Lopez, 116, and Eve Fussell, 135. In the conference, the girls on Monday took on Goshen at Stonehenge. They were supposed to take on Goshen at Mishawaka, but Mishawaka was a no-show. So they just took on Goshen, and they finished with their best 9-hole round of the fall so far with a 157-219 win over Goshen on the front nine at Stonehenge. Olivia Robinson-Gay led the charge with a 1-over-36, Abigail Davis with a season-low 39, Abby Peterson 40, and Claire Royst with a 42. The boys' tennis team has not had a match since the last time we talked. They did have one scheduled. That was Penn Wednesday, but remember, it started to get really hot in the afternoon on Wednesday, and so they did not play their match. They will have a very busy couple of weeks coming up. The volleyball team was also very busy over the last 7 days. They started at Carmel last Saturday. The varsity lost to Carmel in 5 sets. It went 16-14 in the final set, Carmel taking it in 5. Maggie Hallen, 12 kills. Elena Halblitz with 10. Leah Henderson with 9. Elena had 4 aces, and Claire Reichenbach also had 4. Kenzie Shivington with 21 assists, and Avery Hepner with 17. And Ellie Hepler with 23 digs. The varsity then lost to 3A defending champ Providence in their second match, also losing in 3, and the third set went 22-25. Elena Hall-Bitzel was 7 kills, Maggie Holland had 6, Kenzie Chivington had 11 assists, Allie Hepler with 13 digs. The junior varsity defeated Carmel in 3, it went 16-14 in the third and final set. Maddie Williamson had 9 kills, Allie Ayers had 6 kills, Claire Kinsel had 5 kills. Alyssa McCleary had 25 assists. And Lexi Wittenberger had 6 digs. Then the JV lost to Providence in 2, 25-12, 25-24. Hillary Reiner had 4 digs. Lexi Wittenberger had 4 aces. The varsity on Monday then took on Homestead, lost to them in 4 after winning the first set 27-25. They had a 1-point lead at 22-21 in set 2. Homestead went on to win it 26-24, and the Lady Tigers were never able to get back on top of it, with Homestead winning 25-13 and 22-19 or 25-19 to round out the victory. Maggie Hallen, 14 kills. Melina Halblitz with 11. Kenzie Shivington had 3 aces. Assists, Avery Hepner, 15. Kenzie Shivington, 12. Digs, Ellie Hepler with 21, Blaine Hombletzel with 10. The junior varsity beat Homestead in 2, 25-18 and 25-19. Jocelyn Bricker, 6 digs, 7 kills, 4 aces. Cece Good, 4 digs, 7 kills. Lexi Wittenberger, 3 digs and 4 aces. Claire Kinsel, 3 blocks. And Alyssa McCleary with 12 assists. And the freshman also beat Homestead in 2, 25-14, 25-20. Ariana Harmon with 7 digs, 4 kills and 4 aces. Aspen Wagner with 14 assists and two aces. Olivia Rooney and Cassie Jackson each had four kills, and Doran Villema added eight digs. Then on Thursday, the girls traveled to Penn to take on the Lady Kingsmen in the Palace, and they beat them in four, 25-16, 25-20, 22-25, 25-22. Alina Hoblitzer with 15 kills, Maggie Holland 14, Leah Henderson 11. Maggie Holland also had eight aces, Kenzie Shivington with 39 assists. Ellie Hepler had five assists and 21 digs, and Leah Henderson had six block assists and Maggie Holland with four. The JV lost to Penn in two, 25-17, 25-21. CT Good, eight kills and six digs. Maddie Williamson with four kills. Alyssa McCleary with 12 digs. I'm sorry, with 12 assists and six digs. The freshman defeated Penn in three, went 15-8 in the third and final set. Aspen Wagner, 13 assists, seven aces and five digs. Ariana Harmon, seven aces, five kills and three digs. Olivia Rooney, five digs and four kills. And Elena Binkley with four kills and four digs. The Lady Tiger cross country team was in the Larry James Invitational hosted by Chesterton last Saturday. They were sixth with a score of 140. Sammy Rastrelli paced the Lady Tigers with a time of 20:23 in her second race this season. That was good enough for eighth overall. Her sophomore teammate, Eden Metz, was 10th, 20:31. Senior Marissa Howitt, Margot Sprankle, and senior Elizabeth Vanderbee competed for the Lady Tigers and were 24th, 48th, and 59th, respectively. Annie Parker was 60th at 22:47, and junior Maddie Lazark was 62nd at 22:52. Junior Kaylin Stoffel led the Lady Tigers in the JV race with a time of 24:17. She finished 25th. The boys took 9th out of 12 teams at the Larry James Invite last week. 24 boys set personal records. Brendan Miller led the way for the varsity with a 36th place finish at 18:18. That was his new personal record by 30 seconds. Rounding up the top five, Hayden Dirk, 66th, Matthias Nabia, 72, sophomore Trevor Vosberg, 74, senior Junior Hall, 77th, as the Tigers placed 9th. Overall, freshman Jonah Potter led the way in the reserve race at 2016. He finished in 17th place for the Tigers. Then the Tigers hosted their own invitational on Tuesday. Warsaw winning the girls' cross-country meet with a score of 27 over Manchester, 79. Northwood and Mishawaka were also there. The boys also won with a score of 28. Northwood was second with 76. Manchester with a 119 in the 6-team field. Lady Tigers led by Joey Rastrelli, who was the individual champion, and the boys also victorious on that night. The JV football team last Saturday lost to Michigan City 6-0. Their quarterback was Robbie Strawn, who found out about an hour before game time that he would be the starting quarterback, so he didn't really have a lot of time to do any reps, and so that was difficult, and the Tigers did not score. They had some false start penalties, untimely fumbles. It's a scoreless game at halftime. Wolves score on a deep post pass from about 20 yards out for the only score of the game. That brings us to today. The varsity volleyball team is at Plymouth for their tournament today. The freshman football team is playing at 10 o'clock against Chesterton. That is at Fisher Field. That was postponed from Thursday because of the weather. That will be followed by the JV game, which will start at noon our time also at Fisher Field. The boys' junior varsity and varsity soccer teams are playing at home against Mishawaka Marion today. JV at 10, varsity will follow that. The freshman girls' volleyball team is at Michigan City for their invitational today. And the girls' golf team got to go out and do a practice round yesterday at the Legends course. The Legends Golf Club hosting the Hall of Fame Classic today. And the girls are involved in that, starting with the first tee times at 11 o'clock. On Monday, girls golf is at Northwood at 5, and that will be at McCormick Creek. The freshman boys soccer team is at Elkhart Bundy at 5:30. The varsity and junior varsity boys team will host Plymouth on Monday. That will be at 5:30 and about 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, girls soccer is at Goshen. The JV game starts at 5:30. The varsity game will follow that. The boys' tennis team is at Goshen at 5:30. The Boys and Girls Cross Country teams are running in the NLC Invitational at Oxbow Park. That is round one of the regular season races. That will start at 6 o'clock. And the volleyball teams are home against Mishawaka on Tuesday, with Mishawaka's freshmen and JV girls playing Warsaw at 6 o'clock in the Career Center Gym and in the Tiger Den, and the varsity in the Tiger Den after the JV match. And then next Wednesday, girls golf is at Wauwatosa, taking on Concord and Wauwatosa. Boys tennis hosts Culver Academy at 5 o'clock. Girls soccer, JV and varsity at Concord at 5:30 and 7. And the unified flag football team will host Manchester at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, the unified or the girls golf team is hosting Mishawaka at Stonehenge at 5 o'clock. Boys tennis is at Plymouth at 5 o'clock. The volleyball teams host Goshen on Thursday, freshman and JV at 5:30, with the varsity to follow. There was scheduled to be a freshman game against South Bend Adams on Thursday. They're still hoping to get that in. We'll have to wait and see. Adams doesn't have a freshman team, so they're trying to find somebody to play that night. Also, girls soccer is at home against Homestead. JV starts at 6, and the varsity will follow that. And the next Friday, the football team will be at Plymouth at 7 o'clock to start Northern Lakes Conference play. We'll be on the air at 6:15. And remember, they are going to make you paint a park because it is Blueberry Festival weekend. Come back and finish up next on News Now Warsaw.
Once there was a dude who needed a new ride. That dude right there.
Yeah, I'm long overdue on doing some trading.
Man, you need to get to R&B Car Company for sizzling summer savings.
They got big trucks.
And little cars, too. Know what the hardest part is?
No.
Having to choose.
I can dig it.
Okay, now get online and get yourself pre-approved.
RBCarCompany.com.
At R&B Car Company, the prices are so cool.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, make a puppet drool. Shop now at RBCarCompany.com.
You've been thinking about new furniture for your home, but where do you start? Hi, this is Brent. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw will help you create the room of your dreams. And during the special Labor Day sale, enjoy limited time savings on your favorites from Lazy Boy. Sofas, sectionals, recliners, and overstock and closeout items, they're all on sale. Visit ReinholdsFurniture.com and hurry in today to 118 West Main Street in Warsaw. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Thanks to Coach Curtis for being here this morning. Thanks to the guys for being here, Grayson and Alex, and talking football and sharing some of their information with us so we get to know them better. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results. Again, we can't do what we do without their help, and so we appreciate that very, very much. And we are looking forward to next week. Conference football begins on Friday at 7 at Plymouth, and we'll be on the air at 6:15 on News Now Warsaw. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we will see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.